All right, welcome to Sunday morning on 103.7 KISS FM, 105.7 FM The Fan, and 99.1 The Mix. Three stations, one guy, and two people in the studio. My name is Riggs from Riggs and Alley in the Morning, and with me from MCTS, I have Matt and Christina. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you guys are doing something awesome with Milwaukee County Transit that you do during the New Year's Eve season, and you're also doing it on St. Patrick's Day. Obviously, a big drinking holiday for Milwaukee, which is every day for people in Milwaukee, it seems like, but more so on St. Patrick's Day, and it's the free ride program that you guys are offering with MCTS. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about this, because we'll get into also the environmental impacts of the bus. You guys do a lot of great stuff with the community, and you even help people with a lot of disabilities as well that people may not know about. So we'll touch on it all this morning. Tell us about the free rides real quick.
Sure. Well, St. Patrick's Day is coming up right around the corner on Tuesday, March 17th. So we know a lot of people are going to be going out to celebrate. And we just want people to do it responsibly. That's the most important thing.
Of course.
So we're once again partnering with Miller Lite to offer Miller Lite free rides. So what that means is people can hop on board any MCTS bus. We have dozens of bus routes that go all across Milwaukee County. And you can just hop on any bus on Tuesday, March 17th after 6 p.m. and get a free bus ride.
So free bus ride for anybody that's in the city, anybody. Now, and you guys have a lot of routes that people may not know about, because some people, their hang up is, oh, I don't know about the bus. Is that going to take me where I need to go? And the answer is, yeah, 100% it does.
Exactly.
Because even if it's not to a direct location, there's so many of the park and rides as well that you guys service.
Right. And these free rides are available on any of our buses. So that means the regular routes. And, you know, we have routes that go from the northernmost point of the county all the way down to the southernmost point. So, you know, a lot of times when people think of New Year's Eve or St. Patrick's Day, they kind of think downtown, Third Ward, East Side, stuff like that.
There's a lot of bars in the outskirts too.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, you might start your day in Cudahy, where you live, at a bar. You want to head up, meet some friends downtown or in West Dallas, you can do that. And there's a lot of ways, you know, to find out. People who don't ride the bus often kind of wonder, how do I get from
Yeah, somebody that's just, I normally drive my car. Where do I find a bus? How do I find a route that's going to fit where I want to go for St. Patrick's Day?
Right. And this is kind of a good opportunity to experiment with our trip planner. It's a free tool that you can do online or on our app. And you just put your starting point, your ending point, and it'll tell you exactly what to do, from walking directions. It'll tell you to walk two blocks north. Yeah, it does everything. And then it'll say, get on this bus, transfer to that bus. So it's really actually very easy now.
How accurate is it with the timing? Because I know that's a big thing as well. Is it going to get me there in time for happy hour? Are there specials going on? Is it going to get me back home in time so I can make work the next day?
Right. Well, we have a new technology called real-time travel estimates. So what that means is people, if they're looking at our app or our website, it'll tell you when the expected time of the bus arrival is. And there's also a map, a live tracking map, which is really cool. It's my favorite tool. So you can put it in whatever route you're looking for, and it'll show you a map of that route with a little icon of the bus, and it's a live GPS showing you where that bus is at any given moment. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because that's the big thing, is even if you're going out and you're planning a big night, obviously, you don't want to drink and drive, because drinking is a horrible problem in this state, and DUIs, they're so expensive, and you can avoid it so easily by doing something like taking a bus. And some people that can't afford an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi cab could take advantage of MCTS.
Exactly. I mean, there are a lot of ways to be responsible when you're out celebrating, like you mentioned, the ride-hailing services, but the reality is there are surge prices sometimes on holidays and on evenings and on weekends, so you know, on a day like St. Patrick's Day, it falls on a weekday, you know, really the easiest, most affordable thing you can do is just take the bus. It's free.
And plus, you're going to meet so many cool people on the bus. I guarantee you're going to meet someone else. You're going to have a story to tell on the bus, because you always do.
Absolutely.
The couple times I've taken a bus, I always meet somebody interesting.
Make a new friend.
Always. Always making new friends.
We have groups of riders that say, I've got just have my transit friends, my bus friends.
Hey, your bus friends.
We meet out.
Bus buddies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what you are. One thing I think is very cool about MCTS is you guys seem to always be in the news for things. And I don't think you plan for some of these viral things. They just kind of happen because your bus drivers are taught just to do the right thing. I mean, they're good overall human beings. So what are some of the things that they've been recognized for here in the past? Some of the big viral moments that have gone, you know, kind of some good looks for you.
Sure. You know, our bus drivers are out there 24/7.
All the time.
They're the eyes and ears of the community, truly.
Yeah.
And they've all done some remarkable things. Most of the time, those things go unnoticed. But every now and then we hear about them. We hear that a driver stopped their bus to help somebody who's in a wheelchair who might have been stuck in the middle of the street, or an elderly person who tripped on the sidewalk, or, you know, there have been extremes like a driver just this past year saw flames coming from a window and stopped her bus, ran into a burning apartment building and got everybody out. You know, a crash might happen down the road with a different vehicle and the driver will stop the bus and run to help the crash victim.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly remarkable what our employees have done. And we're just happy that each of our buses features surveillance cameras and we can then highlight the employees for what they did and give them some recognition that they deserve.
And you have cameras both inside and outside the buses as well, so you can see everything that's going on.
Right.
Like there, I remember there was one story where they had found a dog of some sort. One of the drivers found the dog, brought it on the bus, had pictures of the dog, and wound up reuniting the dog with the family. Like those are the kind of stories that give me goosebumps even talking about it.
Absolutely. That was a fun one. Just a couple days before Christmas,
yeah,
in the middle of the night, our driver spotted two dogs actually who were running together in Bayview. And she brought him on board the bus. She was heading back to the station, so the bus was empty. She was done for the night. And she called it in, and those dogs got reunited with their family right before Christmas. It was just heartwarming.
Yeah.
And we had a little reunion with the dogs and their family and brought treats for the dog. It was adorable.
And you can't buy that kind of promotion. And again, that driver's not doing it to get on TV or to get on social media. They did it because it's the right thing to do. Yeah. And I think that's admirable about all your drivers and how you train your people. We're talking again with MCTS this morning. Again, if you just missed, they are offering free rides on St. Patrick's Day because that's coming up in a couple weeks. So if you're looking to go out drinking on St. Patrick's Day, you obviously don't want to get a DUI. You can rely on our friends at MCTS. They're offering free rides with Miller Lite starting at 6 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day, 6 p.m. through the evening,
through the end of service. So for most routes, that's 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, just get on anytime you're heading out in that evening.
Right.
Yeah, let MCTS be your designated driver.
That's right. RideMCTS.com is the website. Let's talk about people with disabilities that ride the bus, because there are some people that have challenges, be it in a wheelchair, maybe someone that's visually impaired or hearing impaired. How do you guys work with that community to bring the bus to, how do you bridge that gap?
Yeah, we have a couple of different services. So one of the things we do is a Transit Plus service, you know, van service for people with disabilities to get them to anything that they need during life, and a lot of times appointments or school. But we really work hard to get people to actually ride our regular routes.
Okay.
So our bus drivers are extensively trained on how to help people with disabilities to ride the bus no matter what their condition is.
So how about somebody who was visually impaired? That has to be a challenge to see the bus and know where the route is going and know how to even get on the bus. How do they help somebody who's maybe visually impaired?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, because we just launched a new app called Aira.
Aira.
Aira. It's a phone app,
okay,
you know, available on iOS and Android. And users download the app, and basically there's a person on the other side. It uses your camera. So if you wear your phone, turn the camera, you know, facing the street, there's a person on the other end watching you and guiding you to your destination.
Oh, so they can say, step forward, the bus is here, step backwards, wait, that's not the bus, that's a different bus, that's the incorrect bus.
Right, that's exactly right. So it's super useful, and it's available all throughout the county.
That's amazing.
So all county, you know, services offer it. We're the first transit to use it, you know, in the state. We're the third in the country.
Wow.
So New York City has it, Boston has it, and Milwaukee has it.
How did we get on that one for the list? Did you guys have to apply for something like that? Was it a test pilot type program? How did that work?
Yeah, it's definitely in test pilot mode right now, but so far so good. We've had lots of trainings, and people are finding it really helpful.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's a game changer.
It is, because you never think about people that can't see. You rely so much. It's the big sign right there on the bus that tells you the route that it's on, what color, where it's going next. And to have that app to be able to be the eyes and even ears of people is amazing.
Right. We have over 5,000 stops in Milwaukee County. So 5, there's 000? A lot of choice, right?
Yes.
And people can go anywhere they want now, which is great.
And the van that you were mentioning earlier, they were saying there was another vehicle, you said, for people with disabilities?
Right, it's Transit Plus.
The Transit Plus. Is mm-hmm. that separate from the actual bus routes? Is that kind of a more
right.
on-demand?
It's a separate van service that we offer.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to book it in advance.
It is in advance.
You know, and sign up
thing.
For that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's a door-to-door service that, you know, transit agencies across the country have to offer for those who can't ride the regular bus. But like Christina mentioned, you know, it's just so important whenever possible to kind of teach folks what tools there are to make it easier to ride the regular bus, because that's when you really start having more freedom, when you can just go truly anywhere, anytime. You don't have to book a van in advance. You can just walk outside your home and go to the bus stop, get on the bus and go anywhere you want.
That's amazing.
So we have, you know, a great team that works really hard to, you know, just kind of give people that freedom, however they can.
Yeah. And along with that, we do a lot of travel training. So any groups, schools, any businesses that have people that need the service, we can come in and train them on how to use the bus.
Okay. So what would be entailed with that training? Like what types of things are taught in that training?
Yeah, it's not just, you know, sometimes it's for senior groups, for high school students, for kids, for sometimes organizations that work with folks who have disabilities. And our team will come in and bring a bus with them and truly teach them from the beginning what to do. So like when you board a bus, this is what you do with the fare box. You scan your card or you put in your cash or you show your app, you know, which has a ticket. And then they teach them about bus stops. When you're sitting on the bus, you can hear the announcements being called on the, you know, overhead PA system. And then you pull the string to know so that the bus driver knows to stop and let you out. So they truly, for someone who doesn't know how to ride the bus, it's kind of an incredible program.
It's like a bus riding 101.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And especially when you're dealing with kids and teenagers and seniors who might have never had a chance to ride the bus before, it's kind of invaluable.
Yeah. We're talking with MCTS. By the way, it's ridemcts.com. You're looking for the website. We mentioned earlier, you might have missed it. They're offering free rides on St. Patrick's Day coming up in a couple weeks, a big holiday. Why go through the trouble of having a DUI and maybe risking your life or killing someone else when you could be on the Miller Lite free rides, taking those for free starting at 6 o'clock p.m. on St. Patrick's Day through the night? More info on that at ridemcts.com. Now, what are some reasons that, like if you had to convince somebody to ride the bus, like what are some other good reasons for people to take the bus? Because some people may not even have it in the front of their mind. Like, is it going to take me where I need to go? Go ahead.
Yeah. So you just mentioned the safety factor,
right?
So here's a cool stat that riding the bus is 60 times safer than driving a car.
60 times safer?
60 times.
I guess that would make sense because you're driving with the trained professional who knows what they're looking out for, and you can see a bus better than you can another car.
And you're in an enclosed bus. You're safe in a giant vehicle.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. That makes sense right there. I've always told people, try riding the bus, just giving it like once a week. Pick like one day a week and take it somewhere. Take it to the grocery store, take it. And it goes to so many places, like the airport, all the major malls you want to go to, Mayfair, Southridge, Bayshore, all the major malls.
Right. It goes everywhere you want to go for the most part. And you're right. You know, it makes sense to try it. Try it once a week just to see. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
I'm sure. Yes. Because the buses, they get a bad rap sometimes. People think, oh, it's a dirty bus. It's terrible. But your buses are beautiful. I've been on them. And you're getting a whole fleet of new buses, too.
Yeah. Just within the past year, we got more than 24 new buses to replace older ones that were retiring. And more are on the way, as you know, we do every few years, and it's just an exciting opportunity. There, you know, they have all kinds of new features that people really appreciate. You know, from anti-slip flooring, which is a cool bonus. The drivers really like them because there's heated mirrors, which help a lot during winter.
Oh yeah, I bet.
To melt off the snow and ice. Like you mentioned, it's just the bus of the modern day is a lot different than
even
a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So. You know, you might not want to change your entire lifestyle, but try it.
Yeah.
Hop on board once a week. You'll appreciate it.
St. Patrick's Day would be a great time to try it. And if you plot it out ahead of time with the app that you guys have, it's amazing because everything is real-time updates. And now another thing I can't imagine is the environmental impact that these buses have, because obviously you're having less cars on the road, more people taking the bus. I can't imagine the type of environmental impact this could have.
Well, right. Overall, you think about the number of cars that you're taking off the road. So that's already reducing, you know, fuel use.
Even
right?
10 people on a bus, that's 10
that's
cars
right.
that are on the road.
So less fuel, that means less greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have this statute, a passenger car carrying one person emits 89 pounds of CO2 per 100 passenger miles, while a full bus emits only 14 pounds. That seems significantly less. That seems good for the environment.
You know,
you're worried about that?
We always like to, it's kind of an easy thing to picture. Imagine you're downtown looking down at a street, right?
Okay.
You see one bus that has 30 people on it.
Yeah.
Now imagine if those 30 people weren't on the bus, they were in their personal car, there'd be 30 vehicles.
Yeah.
30 vehicles lined up on that same street.
It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, just the traffic congestion alone. I mean, that's terrible. But then when you factor in how much of a greener place we would have if more people rode the bus, that would be great too.
Yeah. What do you find rewarding about working for MCTS? This isn't on the list, but I'm just wondering, like, what do you like the best about your job? I mean, you work for Milwaukee County Transit. What do you enjoy about your job?
You know, the bus drivers are truly the best in the business. We're lucky that we work for an agency that celebrates employees who go above and beyond. And with our MCTS Excellence program, those videos you mentioned earlier that frequently go viral on social media, get a lot of news attention, those are just kind of everyday examples of what our folks are doing every day. So it's just, it's cool to be part of that environment that celebrates excellence.
And that trickles down too. It starts at your management, goes to the drivers, and that trickles down to the riders as well, I'm assuming, because you're going to have a positive riding experience working with somebody that enjoys their job, knowing that they're appreciated at their work. You're not going to have some disgruntled driver that's like, I hate my boss. They actually feel appreciated and they care about their customers, their consumers, being your riders.
Yeah, it's people helping people. We're connecting communities.
Yeah.
It's definitely, a community feel, working at MCTS.
How about you, Christina? What's your favorite part about working with MCTS?
Yeah, I would say the drivers too. The accolades, the empathy. It makes me proud to work there for sure. Mm-hmm. I have random people saying, "Oh gosh, I saw that video. That was amazing. I can't believe you work there." It's definitely a sense of pride.
Yeah, and I've lived in other communities, other large cities, and I've never seen anything as amazing as what these MCTS drivers do. And I see them everywhere too. And I live in Franklin. I live out in the suburbs. So I see them all the time out in Greenfield, Greendale, and that whole area. Yeah. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Milwaukee County Transit System, MCTS.com, and offering Miller Lite free rides on St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up in just a couple weeks. You can avoid the headache and the hassle and just plan your ride ahead, take an MCTS bus, and get to where you need to go, because it's going to take you everywhere, not just downtown, but out to the burbs as well, everywhere in Milwaukee County, from the north to the south, east to the west.
And you don't even need a coupon or a pass.
Nothing.
You just automatically on Tuesday the 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, just hop on board any bus you see, and it'll take you wherever you need to go.
That's great.
If you don't know how to get there, just use our app, our website. You can plan your trip. And that starts at 6 o'clock and goes all night until the end of service.
Yeah, grab a group of friends.
Yes, but definitely plan it ahead of time, because you probably will even find some new locations that you haven't been to along the route. So it might even turn into a fun bar crawl.
There you go.
At the same time,
the other great thing about riding the bus. When we take it across town to meetings all the time, and even just when I'm riding the bus, I say, "Oh, look at that new business or that new restaurant," and it just kind of opens your world, because A, you're sitting there relaxing.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of see a town from the town from a different perspective than you see when you're in your car.
Plus, I would imagine that you arrive a lot less stressed, because sometimes driving can be stressful. There's a lot of dumb drivers. I just said it there. There's a lot of terrible drivers out there, and I get agitated on the road, But being able to sit back and just put in your headphones and listen to some music and let the driver take care of the work, you're a lot safer on the bus. And like you said, you get to explore some new areas of Milwaukee that you may not even know existed.
Yeah, and there's something else too that we haven't talked about yet, but it's like the cost. There's a huge cost savings in taking the bus too.
You know,
if you're a regular commuter, you think about the things that you spend money on. You've got gas, you've got
insurance,
car maintenance.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, parking.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of reasons why.
Oh, I have a friend that he works downtown. He lives in Oak Creek, and he goes to a park and ride and takes a bus downtown because it's cheaper than renting a parking space downtown. All the gas, all the waiting in traffic, all of that. He removes that headache. He works on the bus on the way downtown, works on the way back, and gets so much work done on the bus.
Right. When you think about it, in some statistics we've read, it's like $9,000 or more you could save.
That's
a lot.
Incredible, yeah.
You could take a lot of trips and do some
fun
things
so
for
much.
That.
Give me $9,000 right now. I'll give you 9,000 things I could do with $9,000. Nice. Well, Matt and Christina, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate all you do for the community with Milwaukee County Transit. It's RideMCTS.com. And again, the free rides on St. Patrick's Day, starting at 6 p.m., St. Patrick's Day evening, running through the night. You don't need any sort of prerequisite. You don't need a ticket. You just have to show up, find a blue bus, and get on. And that should be easy to find, even with all the green beer I'm sure you'll be drinking, right?
Thanks for
having us.
That's
great.
Thank you so much for having us. You've been listening to Sunday Morning on 103.7 KISS FM, 105.7 FM The Fan, and 99.1 The Mix. My name is Riggs from Riggs & Alley on KISS FM. Have a great day. Thanks again.